intro. Hello and welcome to the OTR podcast special edition for the Xbox reveal. I am your host, James. With me as always is that guy who's been sleeping half the day and
me,
Corey.
Corey.
No. So guys, are you excited about the new Xbox?
I'm bittersweet. I have a lot of things that I thought I was very excited for, that I am very excited for, and there were a couple things that are still raise a lot of red flags.
And there's a few things that they didn't mention at all that needed to be mentioned.
Not necessarily need to be, but we kind of wanted it.
HDD needs to be mentioned.
The hard drive?
Yes, it needs to be mentioned.
Or lack thereof.
Yes.
The possible lack thereof.
Possible lack thereof.
You guys...
They keep on saying cloud.
That's what makes me lean toward that it's going to be cloud-based, always online.
That would make sense for the always online thing. If they just said, well, fuck it, we're not doing a hard drive this time. But then again, no, I don't think they will. Cloud would still be pretty slow for, like, level loading and shit like that.
Yeah.
I agree. They didn't mention it, so I'm hoping maybe they're just going to announce something at E3 where it's different SKUs. They'll have, you know, a terabyte, they'll have 500 gig, whatever.
That's what I was concerned with as well. As soon as they moved on away from the hardware and started talking more about the software, and I was like, they didn't really mention any SKUs. They didn't really have any at the release of the last one, though. They had just throughout the life cycle of the console, they started doing it.
Because they keep on getting bigger and bigger, that's probably why.
Yeah. Now, I'm hoping they have like a cheapo depot version because I kind of want one. Just for the smart TV stuff.
It was so how big are the hard drives going to be in like 10 years? That's what I'm wondering.
Who knows?
Yeah, they're still packing in, 3 terabytes on one drive now, I think?
Yeah, three terabytes is the biggest I've seen.
Okay, so I made some predictions or guesses or what I wanted to see, basically. I thought that it would be black. It was right there.
Racist.
Well, it was black for the original Xbox, then it was released
white power!
And then, of course, the next console is black, so that makes sense. Plus, black just looks better with everything. I don't know why they chose white.
It looks like a big-ass VCR. I mean, like, remember back in the days, it was big-ass, like...
That's the first thing I wrote down, was that black looks like a DVR or a VCR, and honestly, even though it looks kind of square and weird, when you saw it on stage, it did look kind of sexy.
Yeah.
It didn't look like, oh my god, sexy, but it definitely looked like something that would fit in a modern...
It looks like a suitcase. Like, do you know the suitcases that hang in the middle of the ring during wrestling matches? That's how big it looks to me.
No.
It does look big. And the Kinect looks fucking massive this time as well. But the Kinect only has one lens this time, it looks like.
Oh, no,
it only have one lens?
I think it has one lens and a sensor on the other side. That's what I saw. One lens on one side and a sensor on the
logo on the other side.
Yeah, the logo is what I saw. I guess that it would be a terabyte hard drive. I hope that's true, but they didn't really make any mention of that. The controller is damn sexy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Damn sexy.
I got a lump in my pants.
Now it makes you wonder how much it's going to cost though for just one of those.
They
probably 60.
Yeah, 60 probably bucks. 60. They didn't go into details. I'm hoping they said they had 40 new innovative designs. They went into like slight detail. They're like, oh, you can input something into the triggers or some shit like that.
The developers can input stuff in the triggers to tell you, sensitive.
Life cycle. Or not life cycles, but like your heart monitors and whatnot. That would be cool.
The controller has impulse triggers. The battery fits better. Speaking of remotes, Smart Glass can be used as a remote, and it's going to be a very, very heavily integrated with Xbox One.
We should have came out with that. Yeah, the name is Xbox One. If you guys haven't watched it,
which is kind of weird. Xbox One.
It was definitely different than I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, I wasn't expecting Durango, but
yeah,
Xbox 720 was kind of one. But you know, that was
720 just sounds dumb.
It really does.
But yeah, I definitely want. I like the controller. I wonder if the controller would be backwards compatible with the current 360.
That I don't know.
If it's you,
it's the same technology or not?
Oh, you know what? I did write that down. It's just further down. I guess that they wouldn't show off the console. I was wrong there. I wanted to see some more Illuma Room stuff, but they didn't show anything. So we'll probably see that in E3. Xbox Live overhaul. They kind of insinuated that there might be one, but they didn't really go into details. More smart screen, as Corey said, they're going to be, or smart glass, excuse me, they're going to be starting more of that. And the Kinect 2 looks fucking massive, as we said, And yeah. Looks to be only one sensor, but I'll check into details there. Also said it might be an x86 architecture. I'm guessing it is, but they didn't really say. They don't really need to go into that detail for everybody, just the technical-minded people. Anything wow you?
The Kinect features built in are the Snapchat. Everything Snap-related looks really cool. So basically what you can do now is that you can state what you want, and no matter if it's a game, movie, television, whatever you say, it'll go to instantaneously. So watch ABC. If you have a cable provider, I'm assuming if you have the cable provider, you can look up a guide, and you can just say what you want to watch, and it'll go directly to it. You can say Snap, and it'll have different features that show up like a picture-in-picture sort of.
What was the one mistake Xbox or Microsoft made for this presentation over Xbox Live?
Okay, we get it. The Xbox and the Kinect. Big deal.
No, that was bad, okay? It happened, didn't happen one time. It happened multiple times because they kept on saying...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because the guy would say, Xbox.
Every time he said, Xbox, go home. My current Kinect is listening and going, go home? I'm like, no.
Yeah, we had to stop the presentation a few times until we just unplugged the damn thing.
I said at the very beginning, oh, Xbox Alive, I get it. And it backed me out of the freaking presentation right as it's starting. I'm like, son of a bitch. So, yeah, I can imagine a lot of people were diving for their fucking Kinect cables. If they were watching on the 360. I don't know if you guys... I guess they were streaming it online as well because they were watching it and they're at work, so...
They brought their Xboxes to work.
They have multiple power states, which means it, they insinuated that it's always kind of sleeping and you can just wake it up instantaneously. No,
how much power is they using, though?
No boot up time. Very minimal, I would assume. Very minimal.
We'll see.
We'll see. No more clunky power supply, I'm guessing, since it's...
Blu-ray confirmed.
Yeah, Blu-ray is definitely confirmed, which is awesome. The instant switch stuff was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just be like, Internet Explorer. There it goes.
No, he's like, stretch.
Play Gears of War. Boom.
Yeah.
Done. Instantaneous. Watch Star Trek. Boom. Done.
I'm wondering how much, you know... The
Pornhub now. What?
Well, that's also confirmed. The hardcore porn, you know, might still be there. So.
Asian hairy masturbation.
Oh.
The only thing I think that some people are really going to hate is that it's the design is extremely heavy on Windows 8 design.
So what? It looked good
as long as it works.
I mean, we say so what, but there's a shit ton of people out there that hate Windows 8.
Let them make their own decision.
That's true. Okay. And as we all thought, Skype, since it was picked up by Microsoft, will be in the next
1080p
console. 1080p camera.
Resolution, yes.
Very nice.
Look, if that was accurate representation of what the chat will look like between them, that was very clear and very
If you can
nice.
Hook up to your thing, you can replace your camera right there, bro.
Not to mention, if you're watching a movie and you want to watch it with somebody else, you can just do the Snapchat. You can actually talk to the person while watching your movie. I don't know how relevant that might be in real life.
Yeah, they were showing off, oh, you can watch a trailer while you're watching the first
or
movie.
Buy tickets to the new movie, which if you've seen Star Trek before and you're just watching it again, and you're like, you know what, the new one came out, Xbox StarTrek.com, and you can just purchase tickets right from the get-go.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a nice feature to have. But the biggest Snapchat thing I think that impressed me and Will, possibly not necessarily James, was the fantasy football.
Yeah,
that was next on my list. Yep.
Which basically lets you, in real time, as you're watching a fantasy football game or even basketball or some sports, you can get updates on your fantasy football instantaneously as it's happening, and you can brag about it with your friends. If, for instance, you know your favorite player gets a lot of points, you can just Skype chat your friend and brag to him about it and say, fuck you, motherfucker, I just got 6 points when you got nothing.
I was actually once into fantasy sports, once.
You finished second, didn't you?
Yeah, I went all the way up to the Super Bowl, I think, or right before the Super Bowl, and fucking lost it.
Also, the gesture-based home screen. So basically, if you're watching a movie and you want to minimize it, you just do the grab with both hands and minimize, and then it'll go back out to the dashboard.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's going to be really unusual looking at porn. don't know what to do.
Minimize. What were you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Dance.
Xbox, Google.
Well, I even I saw that it was still playing on the little screen on the home Xbox Home. So say if you even close it out, Xbox Home. Ah, shit.
Trending.
The Xbox One guide was something else that they talked about where you have voice search. Again, as I mentioned, you watch ABC, watch Game of Thrones.
And it's like, pretty useless if you don't have HBO. A cable provider, though. That's what, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. It's really cool for people who have cable, but it's useless for people who don't pay for cable.
If you don't have cable, then you don't have cable. Then that's not on Xbox.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's it's going to be awesome.
They can they can start their own cable provider, but I think it's just going to be too expensive for them. You can pin your favorite shows. You have a trending which says which is popular with the Xbox community. I don't think they mentioned the three OSs. So you have the Xbox OS, you have the Windows kernel, and then the third OS kind of connects both of them. So you have basically all the functionality of PC and gaming and TV all rolled into one. So it's just one all-in-one media system.
Yeah, and I'm an idiot because I didn't put the link in the chat, so they're asking for it. Give me just one moment.
Oh, sorry. Oop.
We've already talked about the most important stuff. We're not doing it again.
Well, we can do it again. It's cool.
No, we can't.
It's cool.
We can't do it.
Well, some of this stuff goes back over it anyways. So, yeah, we already said it's already connected and ready 24/7, basically. 8 gigabytes of RAM. USB 3.0. Blu-ray drive, of course. As Corey was just saying, the Xbox OS, the Windows kernel, they didn't really say what the third OS. They said it was a third OS, but they just really said that it meshes the two together.
Watch it be like Windows 8. Third OS is Windows 8.
I mean, that is. The Windows kernel is Windows 8.
Yeah.
So that's very true. The 1080p camera for Skype and for Kinect. Kinect now supposedly can see more joints and actually tell when you're like twisting your wrist and shit like that.
Still didn't see fingers, which I thought they said there was going to be a new...
I didn't even see a head on there. I saw it was a stump.
No, it was a blob. DVR capability for your games built in.
Yes.
So there's got to be a hard drive in there.
Yeah.
Unless it's being recorded to the cloud, which doesn't make any sense.
Wouldn't that kill your FPS, though?
Yeah. Well, no.
Depends.
No, not if they have a separate video, no. Like the PS4. Xbox Live is going all cloud, which it's really already been that way. I don't know what really is different. So ever since they moved away from the Blades, it was all cloud-based anyways. They could make a change on the homepage and it would appear to everybody.
Yeah.
And they have confirmed that it's the same membership, so it sounds like it's still going to be monetary-based. So they said new Xbox Live, same membership. It's at 15,000 servers currently. They're going to expand to over 300,000,
yep.
Which they said was more than all the world in 1999. So content and games, everything stored in the cloud. And then, as mentioned, James mentioned, game DVR installed to capture all your gameplay, with the achievements being dynamic and much more immersive.
They also have built-in editors for the DVR function as well.
Did they? I didn't see that.
They said it's built-in editing, so you can cut, rearrange, and whatnot.
That's pretty cool.
Right there on the console.
So how's that going to interact with Black Ops, and they're already installed one of those for Ustream?
I don't know. Yeah, well...
It's just another option.
Yeah. They showed off a new game called Quantum Break. I have no idea what it's about, but it looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be Defiant, like Defiance, where you're going to have... because they showed professional actress, one of the girls from Burn Notice. Mm-hmm. They showed like a live action thing, and then like the girl showing her what her power was. And then
what makes you so special?
The in-game looked amazing. Granted, we only saw about 45 seconds, but it was a ship crashing into a bridge and just destroying it, and it was really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're going to do kind of a Defiance thing, where they're going to have dynamic gameplay based on how the community is reacting with the game, which is kind of cool, honestly.
Yeah. I'm liking the whole dynamic thing they got going on. It could just be, you know, keynote speak, but if it's true, I mean, it's really cool. As far as like dynamic maps, dynamic, you know, everything in games would be really sweet.
Did you write down the EA announcement?
I cared not for the sports stuff. So if you want to cover that stuff, that's fine.
All right. So basically, EA is going to be introducing a new engine called Ignite that was revealed today. FIFA, Madden, NBA Live, and UFC were announced from EA and will launch in the next 12 months. The EA engine, the new one, is going to basically create living sports worlds, so the players in the games have 4 times the amount of memory for better AI. They stated 10 times more animation depth and detail, such as like avoiding collisions and running. Games are living worlds, basically with dynamic crowds and atmosphere, so it's going to look a lot more like an actual sporting event as compared to where you have like the single-dimensional fans that are kind of just sitting there waving one card over and over and over again.
Yeah.
FIFA 14 is an Xbox exclusive for all soccer fans in the chat. And then Forza 5, I think you might have covered. Basically, Forza 5 was announced. We saw a video. It was really beautiful. Granted, it looked like CG, but Forza's always been really impressive graphically. And that will be available at launch.
Microsoft Studios claims to be releasing 15 new Microsoft Studio games. What by the did they say by the end of the year or
on the Xbox?
Did they
one?
Say okay. Arcade or actual games?
I think they're actual games.
It might be a mix. They just said games.
And out of those 15, 8 of them will be new IPs.
That's fantastic news to me.
What could you possibly make with 8 games? I mean, like, I can't even think of 8 games to come up with. I mean,
it's good news, but it's like they've just been sitting on it because they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to throw it into the new old console and have it fail.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think it's more or less that it's just taking advantage of the new hardware and they wanted to make a big splash.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 8 new IPs out of the 15 games that are announced, which makes me think, what are the other, you know, 7 games they're going to be coming out with? They've got to be sequels, obviously.
Yeah.
So Microsoft Studios, I believe, has Gears of War, has Halo.
Crackdown?
No.
I'm saying that's the one they had.
I don't think Crackdown's Microsoft Studios, is it?
It is.
Rough.
Crackdown is Microsoft Studios.
I don't think that's one of their big name things they're going to announce necessarily.
Oh, I hope that's not all Vent. Anyway, sorry. I'm looking at the video that Caleb sent over. Apparently, it's live footage of the new console.
How about Halo?
Man, that thing is sexy. Halo, TV show?
Show was announced, so I think if anyone's seen Ford Under Dawn, which we haven't, unfortunately, because I'm not a big Halo fan, I heard it was very good, had a lot of high production value, was one of the best miniseries that was produced in general, not necessarily just for games. So you have the Halo TV series that's coming out. I think it's going to be similar to that, and it's directed by Steven Spielberg, which, as pointed out in the chat, can be a blessing and a curse. It's kind of a, oh my God, Steven Spielberg's taking over, but the last couple shows he's been involved with were duds. So we'll see what happens in that.
You can only use so much with what you have.
Honestly, though, it's kind of a niche crowd, though, is it not? I mean, how are you going to have a massive following for Halo without... I mean, granted, gamers are going to follow it, but most mainstream people don't care about Halo, I would imagine. But it's not going to be on TV. It's going to be...
Yeah.
I forgot. It's going to be an Xbox premium television show.
Why much are you paying them to do it?
Probably enough. So, yeah, premium TV series on Xbox Live. I imagine it's probably going to be the same thing like Arrested Development is doing on Netflix, where it's being released specifically to Netflix. I'm thinking the Halo television series is going to follow the same route, where it's going to be released exclusively to Xbox Video or whatever medium they just decide to use for that.
So I'm reading a report from The Verge that was speaking with the president of Xbox, I think is what it says here. It will not be backwards compatible with 360 games, and that's due to the fact that the 360 is a power PC architecture.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with PlayStation 4. They said that the PlayStation 4 is not backward compatible because the architecture is so different.
Yeah, well, that's Cell versus x86. This is power PC, and they apparently confirmed that it is x86.
Cool.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's 2 out of 3 new consoles that are x86 architecture. And both that have 8 gigabytes of RAM. I gotta really check up on the Wii U and see how it's doing. Stacks up.
55,000 units last month. Big fucking deal.
My next notes here goes with Ghosts. So, did you have any other news?
They did confirm that Xbox One will launch later this year. So, kind of a nebulous release date, but I'm assuming November.
Yeah.
Again, I think PS4 and Xbox, much to many people's wallet's chagrin, are going to release pretty close to each other, so it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have a war.
Yeah.
It's going to be, are you going PlayStation or you going Xbox? You're not going to do both.
Well, the problem is most of these games they've announced, like Call of Duty, Ghost, and Madden, are both usually released. One releases in August, one releases in November. Who's really going to buy Madden in August for the Xbox 360 when they can buy it for the one in a month or so?
Depends on how much better it is on the other console.
To be honest, I think the experience might be. The graphics will probably be about the same.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
No.
No. I mean, seriously.
What?
Yeah. Because it's not about... I mean, it is about improving the graphics, but it's not all going to be graphics. It's going to be AI.
Still, I mean, the graphics are going
to
be better.
It depends on if the Infinity Engine... Or outside the Infinity Engine, the Ignite Engine is going to be instituted only for Xbox One games. Yeah. If that's going to be compatible with Madden 25 that's coming out, or if Madden's just going to skip until next year. They said within 12 months they'll be releasing a new Madden.
Wow. They skipped it.
It sounds like within the normal release schedule, most likely.
Well, Madden 25 comes out, and they're going to skip... You mean Madden's going to skip the Xbox One?
it might skip to the next iteration, so it might be like further on into the Xbox One launch. I don't think it's going to be a launch title.
Wow.
If it is, it's going to be, I would assume, different than the one that's on the Xbox 360.
A lot different.
We'll see.
That's all I had until Ghosts.
Ghosts. So, yeah, anybody want to pick up Ghosts while I'm looking up some information here?
They did announce that all DLC for Call of Duty Ghosts will launch on the Xbox One first. It is in, as we mentioned before in previous podcasts, an all-new Call of Duty built on a new Call of Duty engine. Steven Gajan? I don't know. He's directing the new game. He also directed Traffic and a couple other really good movies, apparently, going on Will's recommendation. Basically, what happens in the new Call of Duty is a mass event devastates America. So it sounds like it's going to be not necessarily post-apocalyptic, although the video we saw did have asteroids in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was asteroids or missiles. Could be anything.
It didn't look like missiles.
One big thing that they mentioned is that dogs will be a big part. So we've had dogs in Modern Warfare before. This one, it's actually going to be your companion. I'm assuming kind of like a Fable thing where you kind of nurture it. You become friends with it. It becomes an attachment emotionally with you. I know they're going to kill it.
It's inevitable.
Anytime you have a dog in a game, they're going to kill it because it just creates huge emotional impact. I mean,
just want to kill that motherfucker that
hurt
your dog.
Think of how many times you've seen a dog die in a movie and a human die in a movie, and think of how different the reaction you have is.
Yep.
And now me with my dog, obviously, if I killed a dog in Assassin's Creed 3, and I was like, I didn't want to play anymore. I'm like, I just killed a dog. It looks like it's going to have a big part, which is awesome because I haven't felt emotionally attached to a character in Modern Warfare since Price and Soap. And that's pretty much all I can remember. I mean, maybe Ghost himself.
They nail 60 frames per second while keeping up dynamic maps. Also, the custom avatars looked pretty sweet. But, I mean, that's nothing new with the console, really. They could have done that all along. They just chose to do it now, I guess.
They have the new sub-D technology, which means dynamic graphics. So as you're moving graphics or if you're moving animations along, it doesn't skew. It doesn't look weird. It actually interacts and enhances itself as you're moving along. The new AI system they mentioned, there were some underwhelming features that they mentioned. You know, one of the things we're working on is the lean feature or sliding into combat. I'm like, this shit's been done since the last Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, were talking about dynamic maps. It kind of got me excited, but it also said they've had that. Yeah,
The launch sequence in the multiplayer map for Modern Warfare 2,
Black Ops.
Black Ops, yeah.
I mean, they've had dynamic features before. Maybe they're just talking about new stuff in the Modern Warfare
series. No. It's stuff that users can activate. Because the thing with launch code, it just activates by itself.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they had Tomb Raider. In Tomb Raider, I could do a self-destruct sequence in a level and destroy the whole level. That's in Tomb Raider. It's not like they might have a little bit more enhanced, I imagine. But some of the stuff they were talking about and announcing as features were just like stuff we've had all along. It may be new to the Call of Duty feature, but it's not necessarily anything new to gaming in general and groundbreaking in that regard. Character customization, as James mentioned, still 60 frames per second, and they did confirm at the end their voice commands in Call of Duty.
I'm not sold on voice commands, I was impressed by how it handled being live there on the... If everything there was live, then yeah, that was fucking amazing.
What, in regards to the whole thing?
The voice.
The guy talking.
Yeah.
Where you sign in with your name and you recognize.
Oh,
your
that's
face.
Another feature. Yeah, that we didn't mention is that it knows your voice apparently. So like when you start talking to, like I guess when you pick up the controller, it can tell that you've picked it up, and it can identify who's holding the controller just by voice and also I would
facial
assume by
recognition.
Kinect, yeah.
Which Kinect currently does, but just
it,
not
the Kinect
well.
One does it, and it just doesn't do it well. all of these things that we've seen with Kinect 2. Looks fucking amazing, but honestly, so did the stuff from Kinect 1, and it never got used. And it's sad, but this one's built right into the right into the console, but it's going to be at release. So,
and the thing is, too, is they mentioned that every Xbox will ship with a Kinect sensor. It's not going to be a standalone purchase as it is now.
All right, how much do you guys think it's going to be?
I want to say $4.99, but I think it's going to push $5.99.
I think anywhere from four to five.
$5.99 would be suicide.
I think so too.
$4.99?
$4.50 to Enough. $399 No. Too low.
The Wii U is $299
I would say four. Easily.
$399 I think $399 maybe $449
Something like that.
$449 doesn't sound like a launch price, and I know that's weird, but it doesn't.
I agree. It's usually $99 of some sort. Yeah. So $499 I'm going to go with.
Yeah, $499
I don't know. I'm gonna stick with $399 And
I hope you're right.
Yeah,
that might just be the
I hope you're wrong. I hope it's lower.
The low end SKU.
If they have hard drives, what can you offer to make it any better?
I don't know. It's got to have a hard drive. I'm putting it down now that they have a fucking hard drive. There's no way they can have a console without a hard drive.
I think you're right. I think they didn't mention it because they're going to have different SKUs, and they didn't want to just bring that out right now. They just wanted to show it off, get the initial reaction out, and then give more details at E3, which is in what? Couple weeks?
Yeah. 21 days.
Three weeks.
Anybody sold on it yet?
Sold on it? No. I need more details on the features. I am impressed. I thought this was a lot better of a press release or a lot better of an announcement than the PS4 was. The PS4 has some cool features, but this kind of really blew me away in some aspects.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, though, it is still kind of a concern for some of the features, but, you know, always online, if it has a hard drive, if it's cloud-based, because I'm not doing cloud-based.
These are all details that they didn't actually go into.
Yeah, but it's still kind of a worry. So I'm not sold necessarily, but I am very intrigued.
I'm definitely impressed. I don't want to say it's because of some of the game stuff that I saw, but because, I mean, PC can do this stuff too. But, I mean, I'm leaning back towards 360 at this point, or one at this point.
360.
The Xbox One.
Anybody?
Do you think that's anything like a foreshadowing of the console wars, the Xbox One? WON?
No.
Although,
of course, if it undersells and the PS4 beats it, they're just going to have countless memes about the Xbox lost.
Not so much. Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what happens to the Wii after all this.
Well, considering you can use your tablet as a controller now,
you have the Wii.
I can only imagine if smart glass is going to be developed the way they're talking about, they're going to have developers that are going to create secondary content that can be played on tablets because they said it can interact with all devices in your room.
I think Microsoft really pulled this one off as far as letting new technology stew in the old console and improve it in the second console.
I agree.
I mean, the Kinect, yeah, it did pretty shitty. I'm hoping it does a shit ton better this next time around because, I mean, they've had 3 years now to develop stuff, new technology for it. But yeah, I'm excited to see the new Windows 8 stuff that you can blatantly see in the OS. I'm wondering if you can also customize it as much as Windows 8, because that would be cool.
Wait, did you say customize and Xbox Live in the same sentence?
That I did.
Yeah, no.
I wonder if they're
gonna cost $6 now for wallpapers.
$6 for a wallpaper.
That they're just gonna change in a year, and you can't use anymore.
Exactly. So, anybody got anything else?
I'm pretty much all about, I'm all out.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, this has been the OTR podcast special coverage of the
Xbox reveal
for Xbox One. Thanks for tuning in. This has been James.
Hey!
And William!
Goodbye, guys.
Hello!
Leave me on recording music.
Well, I'll talk about that in post. Wait, you are post!
That is kind of weird how they ended it, though. That was the strangest thing I've ever seen. Just in, like,
fade to black?
Yeah, Soprano style, bitches. Like reporters went there just and got listen to Sam. Their employers paid them to go there, and he's got the same information.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Next year we're just gonna watch this on the.